Hello, fellow Tokelorists!
Time for another Tokelore Show and Tell,
where we find folklore in the everyday things,
helping us see how we are all connected,
exposing the folklore within.
We're continuing on this month our theme with women's history and decided to focus on another badass female part of our history, our folklore. That is the Irish lady pirates, Grace O'Malley and Anne Bonny.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a little sick, so I'm going to try and keep this pretty short because I don't know how long my voice is going to last. So first off, Grace O'Malley was born in 1530 and she died in 1603. So she actually lived really long. She lived until she was about 72.
Wow.
And I think, unlike a lot of other pirates, she died of natural causes.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. She was born a noble from a seafaring family. And when her father refused to take her to Spain with him because he was going on some sort of trade, and he claimed it was because of her long hair, it would get caught in the ropes, she went and chopped it all off.
Fuck it.
Yep. She's like, you're not going to keep me off this boat.
Yeah.
You're not going to have an excuse to keep me off the ship. So she was also known as the Dark Lady of Duna because of her bloody attack on the castle where she murdered the men who killed her lover. She just like went badass and took vengeance on them.
Right on.
And it's said that she gave birth on board her ship at sea and hours later joined a fight on deck in which everyone was slaughtered, of course, or they retreated. That's how the story goes. And because she herself was a queen, she refused to bow to Queen Elizabeth I. They also spoke Latin to each other since neither spoke. So Grace O'Malley was fluent in Irish for sure, but she was maybe fluent in also French, Scot Gaelic, like Scot, and a couple of other languages. So she and Queen Elizabeth could only speak to each other in Latin. She didn't actually speak any English.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely a freaking badass.
Yes.
I mean, she basically said, patriarchy, what's that? I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah. No, she refused those traditional female roles in society at the time and was like, fuck it. I want to be on the sea. This is what I want to do. She commanded a lot of men. She guarded the Irish coast. That was where she operated out of. She traded with, I believe, the Spanish and the French. A lot of men were loyal to her, even though she was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. And she actually has a statue up in Ireland somewhere. You're going to have to Google it. And I'll try to remember to put the link in the show notes. So we'll see if it's in there. So that's Grace O'Malley.
So about 100 years later, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Grace O'Malley died in 1603. Yeah. Anne Bonny comes on the scene.
1697.
Right? So almost 100 years later.
Mm-hmm. And she might have died around 1721. We're not actually really sure. So she's the bastard daughter of a nobleman, and they immigrated to South Carolina. This is where she married this man. I can think his name was John Bonny, and that's how she got her last name. So when her husband refused to divorce her, though, she left him and stole a sloop with Jack Rackham, also known as Calico Jack, because of his colorful pants.
Mm-hmm.
He was her new lover. He actually offered to pay money for the husband to divorce her, and he was like, nah, fuck it, she's my wife. And she was like, fuck you, I'm leaving you. and then she began pirating across the Caribbean. Yeah. It's like, fuck it. And she was proud to be a woman on the ship. She never hid her gender, except when she was pillaging, which I think, honestly, is kind of smart, because then there aren't many women operating as pirates, so if they don't know to look for a woman, she's kind of safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's my stoned brain. Yeah. And she also could hold herself in a fight. And eventually, another lady pirate joined her called Mary Reedy. I don't know why I didn't put her name in there, but... And she and they all, the trio and Rackham, pillaging, and they began pillaging and capturing more ships. And so they kind of created their own fleet. But her last words to Rackham, because they eventually got caught by a pirate turned pirateer, privateer, excuse me. Wow.
Words.
Yeah, they're really hard right now. Okay.
I'm going to interrupt here on this at this moment here because did you know there's this, I think it's Stars. I can't remember which streaming service created it, but there's this Black TV show. Black Flag. And it tells the story of Anne Bonny.
Treasure Island, actually.
And it takes a lot of different pirate stories that we know of from that time and actually brings them to life. And so it actually follows Anne Bonny's, like, the moment when Calico Jack is going to be hung.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, they had this moment where she tells him this quote that they've recorded and kept over the centuries.
Hmm. Oh, this quote that I'm about to say.
Yes, I had to give the lead in. It's beautifully done.
These were her last words to Rackham before the day he was hanged. She said, "Had you fought like a man, you need not be hanged like a dog."
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
A little heartless. And she had a stay of execution because she was pregnant.
Yep.
So.
And it's hard to know whether or not she just disappeared because her husband made all of it go away. He never did divorce her, right?
Nope.
I mean, he was that stubborn. If he wanted her and she had a way out, she's a smart enough woman to find ways of not ending up caught.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of folklore about Irish pirate ladies in honor of St. Patrick's Day, even though it technically is airing a little bit after. But hey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, and I'm more interested in actual Irish history than American
this is
Irish
cool
mythology.
Irish history.
St. Patrick's Day is in America is very, very different thing than what it is. And
it's
I've never been
to
Ireland, but I've been told by many people that they're like, no, it's not. They don't do these things. It's very different for them because it's rooted in a saint's birthday and they have multiple saints that they celebrate. So it's not quite the ridiculous drunk fest.
Yeah.
The Americans like with their green beer and shit.
We do like to do that with holidays of other countries. And our own, actually, every holiday.
Yeah.
Every excuse to drink.
There is, in honor of St. Patrick's Day and our following other content creators out there, there is a YouTube channel called Irish People Try. And it is a group of friends in Ireland, and I don't know how many of them like knew each other beforehand, or they just signed up for this because they're all media students or social, you know, whatever. I don't know what brought them all there, but it's the same reoccurring faces. They kind of swap them out, and every episode they try something from a different part of the world, or something weird that they've never had before. And it's really quite entertaining, their take on the world around them, because they're an island and it's like that in New Zealand and other island countries where, you know, they have a thing that's so very unique, but then they're oblivious to a lot of really like basic things mainlanders take for granted.
Huh.
Maybe I'm rambling.
I realized that in Hawaii, honestly.
Yeah.
Like the Target, the one Target on island in Oahu. I was like, Yeah, it was a nice Target, actually. But still, I think there was either one or two, but not very many. And I was like, oh, there's fucking so many where I come from. I see them everywhere. Anyway, but yeah, thank you for listening, guys. Check out our Instagram and all the links are in the show notes. Have a good night, guys.
Have a good one. This has been Toklore Show and Tell.
And we want to hear your stories.
Please share a piece of your Toklore with us.
Send us a message on Instagram at toklore.podcast.
Or email us at toklorepod@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening.